Hey, welcome to Wine and Problems, the mental health podcast. I'm Elliot.
And I'm Liv, and we're your hosts for as long as you need us.
Before we get started, make sure you check in with yourself. How are you feeling today?
Have you had a breakdown? If so, don't stress.
Because we'll probably be joining you soon.
So grab a glass and let's dig up the past.
We hope you've got your shovel, kids.
Because it's gonna get messy.
Hey guys, welcome back to WAP episode 10, Two Guys, One Anxiety. Happy 10 episodes, by the way.
I know, brilliant.
How strange that we're here. Like, this is crazy that we've managed to get to 10 and we're still doing it.
I didn't think we'll get it past the second episode.
No, I know. We're like planning new seasons now. So like, that's amazing. So today's a special episode because we're doing a double interview on men's mental health. So first of all, we're interviewing Luke, and then the next interview will be Dan.
So today we got my mate, Luke. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all good, all good.
Well, Luke, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Luke. Obviously, I went to school with Liv. I surf an awful lot, got a family business making surfboards, and then got a part-time job as well, supporting adults with autism. Amazing. So.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, yes, we got Luke on today to talk about his experiences with anxiety and the people around him that suffer with anxiety as well, and see it from his point of view. So let's just start off with the first question. So what is anxiety to you?
Well, to me, it's a minefield. Like I don't really suffer from anxiety too much. Like, obviously I get anxious. Everyone has anxious feelings, but to the point where it affects my life, I wouldn't say it affects my life effectively. But to me, like, my girlfriend Elia, she suffers from it a lot, and that's where my link to anxiety comes in mainly.
So obviously you experienced it with your girlfriend. So was your first encounter with anxiety when you met her, or did you kind of like experience it pre-relationship? Or
so I think, like, before I think I did experience anxiety before, but I didn't realize what it was essentially until I met Elio, and then I understood a bit more about anxiety, and I was like, oh yeah, this has happened quite a lot in the past. Actually, it just wasn't ever like diagnosed essentially in terms of this is what's going on. So like, I genuinely wouldn't be able to say when my first actual encounter was. It probably was sometime in secondary school, but I've definitely learned more about it now and actually consciously dealing with it now instead.
I think a lot of people go through some sort of anxiety in secondary school.
Yeah,
it's such an anxious place.
I think where a lot of it starts.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, like, it's, you don't ever really know about it because it's never talked about. Like, secondary school, it was never talked about, so you don't really know what's going on. You're just like, oh, I've got all these feelings.
I think it's in Australia, the Middle East and America, I think, that it's actually mandatory to have a therapist on site at a school. And in the UK, it isn't, which just shows how bloody behind the times the UK is on mental health.
It really is fucking behind the times.
If I would have gone to a therapist at my school in secondary school, my problems would not be as big as they are today.
Yeah. 100%. And I think it's a thing that, like, everyone should go to through therapy. Like, I kind of want to go through therapy myself, even though I haven't got anything specific to go to there for. But it's just so good at, like, learning about yourself and everything around that. Like, you don't even really need a reason to go there. Everyone should. Yeah, it would just be a smart thing to
do. Like we've said in, like, past episodes, it gets you to know yourself so much better. Like you said, you don't need to go if you're having a mental breakdown. It could be like the tiniest thing that you just kind of want to speak about, maybe something about your past or something about that's coming up that you feel a bit anxious about. It just eases everything a lot. So next one. So how have you had to deal with the anxiety?
Yeah, so like, from personal experience, the only time I ever get like really anxious is like if I got a surfing competition coming up. That's obviously like a big thing. Gonna get very anxious. Like, just before competitions, I'm probably like the worst person to talk. An hour before my heat, I'm like, you need to stay away from me, because I'm like in complete shutdown mode, and that's like my like own headspace. And again, like, big waves for me, that's a constant battle I've been trying to get over. In terms of how I've had to deal with anxiety with my girlfriend, is just like, I look at all the solutions. So if there's ever a problem, I'll be like, how are we getting around this? Right, we need to do this, and then we're going to be okay. And I work through that in my head, and then I'll be fine. Whereas with her, if I say, right, we need to do this, that gives her almost more anxiety, because those options are too overwhelming. And it's it's like appreciating and understanding that from her perspective, that actually I can't just go, oh, just do this. It's like, that doesn't fix it. It's like, we've got to deal with the situation that's like in front of us now. And just, I guess the biggest thing I've learned is just to like be patient with her and just try and understand from her point of view instead of mine, because obviously our brains are very different.
I think it's all about putting yourself in someone else's shoes.
So how has anxiety impacted your life? So if you were to look at old you before you met your girlfriend and you now you're with your girlfriend, how would you say like those two people have changed?
It's definitely taught me to look a lot more inward in myself and realize that other people feel different things and also deal with them differently. I think as humans, we get caught up a lot in our own sort of world and like, oh, everyone feels just like me and we all have our ups and we are like our ups and our downs and we all deal with them the same. But in reality, like the intensities, like everyone does have ups and downs, but the intensities are different and the the coping mechanisms are completely different. So understanding that is like definitely the biggest thing that has impacted me. And then also like just being more patient, understanding that it's not just the classic, oh, it's going to be okay, and then you can crack on with your life. It's not like that. So
yeah, because what's frustrating is it is going to be okay, but
yeah,
it's just not what you think at the time.
You like it's not helpful that like saying it's going to be okay is just like, yeah, I know, but I'm going through this right now, so let's deal with that.
You can't just be like, hey, you're going to be okay, and then she's fine. Like it's a lot longer process to get through, and like the simple tasks are a lot longer than normal. Normal's probably the wrong word.
Yeah, what normal people do live. Are we that not normal? Just saying it's gonna be okay, and then they're just like, yeah, it's gonna be okay, and they just get on the day. Is that how it works?
Damn it.
Just can't relate.
So do you feel like you understand her anxiety a bit more?
No. In short, no, I would say no, but I understand how to deal with it a lot more. I think that's the biggest thing. It's not because like triggers are always different. It can be over the smallest things in it. A lot of the time it's over a lot of stuff combined. So, you know, like take me, for example, like surfing big waves, that gives me that causes me some anxiety. But if everything else is going really well in my life, then I'll be able to push myself through the bigger waves. However, if I'm having like a rubbish time elsewhere, then that like wave height is going to come down loads more just purely because I don't feel strong enough to deal with it. And I guess it's that, it's just understanding that it's so much more than just like one little issue, and just understanding how to just carry on with your day
I think you'll never really understand someone else's anxiety.
Yeah.
It's not coming from you.
What I've learned sort of, obviously before this, I knew about anxiety. I knew about like mental health. But it's something that you can read all the theories on it, but until you're actually like know someone that is really that close to you that actually has it, or you're actually going through it yourself, then you can't really
understand it because it's not around you.
Yeah, like I said, I knew stuff about anxiety, I knew stuff about mental health, but until it was there in front of me, that was when it became real kind of thing.
So kind of like one of these, you know, what would you say to pass you kind of questions. But like, if you was chatting to someone in the same shoes as you, what would you say to them? Like, what would your advice be?
My advice would be just consciously keep trying to help people, basically. Because I think, Liv, you said it in a previous podcast episode, is that like, even if you do say the wrong thing, which will inevitably happen, because I've said plenty of wrong things to my girlfriend and like it hasn't gone well, but like she knows that it comes from the right place and the right intentions. And also I know next time not to say that. So as long as you're consciously trying, I think that's all you can do. And it's all we can do as people is just like keep just trying to have that consciousness to try and improve
I'm
ourselves.
So sorry. I'm not going crazy, can I?
I'm
Yeah, it's because I've got my window open to try and not let the
guy, I saw Liv start to smile and I knew we were smiling at the same thing.
It just sounded like the birds were fighting. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah, so I just feel like as long as we're consciously all trying to make
No, don't start.
You're gonna have to shut your window.
Yeah, so as long as we're all like consciously trying to make an effort to try and help the people like that we care and love, I think that's really all that we can do.
It's trial and error, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You say something wrong, you know not to say it next time, basically. That's the only way we're going to learn. You get the
death stare and then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. That's all the questions we have.
Thank you so much for
coming on and sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, I hope I can be help to other people that aren't necessarily the ones going
you
through it.
You but... represent friends, the partners, yeah. Which is just great.
That have no idea what they're doing.
Have not a fucking clue what is happening and they're just riding the wave like...
Yeah,
but I think you know exactly. What that's the key thing, like it's not about, we don't want you to know what you're doing. I think it's just about you being there for support. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
for us, I think that's like we don't expect you to have any of the answers because we have no idea what it is. So like I think that's the biggest thing, like no one expects you to have the answers. I know a lot of people run away from anxiety because they're like, I don't know what it is, how do you want me to help? We don't expect you to like cure us. We just want mental support. I think that's
literally.
It.
But thank you so much for coming on. It's been really lovely to speak to you.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
And have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you. And you guys.
So that's the end of part one of this interview. Part two will be out next week, where we're talking with Dan James about his experience with anxiety.
Hi guys. We will see you next week.
Day. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget, guys, to drop us a like or a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify.
Or even jump onto our Instagram at Wine and Problems. See you next week.